The popular American singer-comedian Fanny Brice was born on this date in 1891 in New York City. Brice first appeared on stage at the age of 13 in a talent contest at Keeney's Theater in Brooklyn, where she sang When You Know You're Not Forgotten by the Girl You Can't Forget and won first prize. In 1910, Florenz Ziegfeld heard Brice singing in a burlesque house and made her a headliner in his Follies of that year. She was a Follies perennial after 1910, and her comic routines and parodies were highly popular. Already famous as a comedian, Brice first attained real stardom in the 1921 edition of The Follies, in which she introduced a French torch song, My Man, which became her trademark. Other songs identified with her were Secondhand Rose, I Should Worry, and Rose of Washington Square. She appeared with such major Broadway performers as W.C. Fields and Will Rogers in The Follies and in other shows. In Crazy Quilt in 1931, she introduced the character of Baby Snooks, a mischievous brat she had first played in vaudeville in 1912. Baby Snooks later became a Follies favorite, and in that character, Brice was featured on radio from 1936 until her death. Brice also appeared in a few motion pictures, including My Man, Be Yourself, and Everybody Sing. Her life was the subject of the film Rose of Washington Square and of Funny Girl, a Broadway musical and a 1968 motion picture. Novelist William Harrison was born in Dallas, Texas, on this date in 1933. Harrison established the creative writing program in the Department of English at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville in 1966. As advisor to the university literary magazine, he actively opposed censorship and defended academic freedom. However, he is probably best known for writing the screenplay to the 1975 movie Rollerball, based upon his short story. 12 years ago on this date, John Glenn, the first American to orbit the moon, returned to space 36 years later at the age of 77. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.